The chairman of the Federal Reserve was up on Capitol Hill yesterday answering more tough questions about why the Fed bailed out a Wall Street bank to the tune of $30 billion. Ben Bernanke told a Senate committee that the economy would have suffered enormous harm if investment bank Bear Stearns had been allowed to go bankrupt. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
Most of those involved insist the collapse of Bear Stearns came as a nasty surprise. Bear Stearns CEO Alan Schwartz told the committee his firm had been doing well until unfounded rumors began to fly last month that it faced huge mortgage losses. By Thursday, March 13th, investors were pulling their money out of the bank en masse, and Bear found itself short of cash.
The choices we faced that Friday night were stark. Find a party willing to acquire Bear Stearns by Sunday night, or face what my advisors were telling me could be a bankruptcy filing on Monday morning.
The only company seriously willing to acquire Bear was J.P. Morgan Chase, but that company wouldn't step in to help unless the Federal Reserve agreed to shield it from losses. And Fed officials were so anxious to avoid a meltdown in the financial markets that they agreed. Under the deal, the Fed agreed to take on $30 billion in securities that Bear had trouble selling. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke told the committee he doesn't believe the investments will go bad and that the losses to taxpayers, if any, will be small. But Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey wasn't having it.
You are telling the committee that, as far as you are concerned, the American taxpayer has no liability here.
I'm not saying that.
I am trying to quantify the liability. Give the committee a sense of what the liability is for the American taxpayer in this regard.
I don't know the exact number.
That's my concern.
Several senators noted that the Fed had been willing to bail out a big Wall Street firm at a time when it's doing little to help the many homeowners at risk of foreclosure. Bernanke, along with the head of the New York Federal Reserve Bank and the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, insisted the bailout wasn't about helping Bear Stearns. If a big investment bank like Bear Stearns was allowed to go bankrupt, Bernanke said, it would have devastated people's confidence in the U.S. economy at a time when growth is already slowing. As for Bear Stearns, Bernanke said, its shareholders have suffered huge losses, and it's unlikely many of them see what's happened to the firm as a rescue. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.